I finally managed to bust the enigma of what crop circles are, and that took probably 15 years to do.
I know that's on the list here.
And
no, but
I want, what I would like to do is to establish contact with the agency that is creating those crop circles, and I don't mean George or whatever his name is.
The agency?
Yeah, agency.
When
not
you,
human, not...
Ah.
Yeah.
Okay, so...
The celestial agency, if you would.
Yeah, back to the UFOs for a second. Is it possible to state that the majority of them, or no, even some of them, are indeed piloted by or directed by alien, as we understand that word, alien intelligence?
Beyond a doubt, beyond any doubt that I or my colleagues have, yes.
Okay. The crop circles. Are the crop circles the doings of those same beings? Are they the doings of UFOs? What are crop circles?
They are produced by an alien agency, for all intents and purposes, ones that we've talked about on your show for the last 7.5 years. They are produced by an other-than-human agency.
All right.
And their meaning is not in their form. They have no message except for one thing. The meaning is in the location, because the locations where they are produced are survival zones for what's coming.
Survival zones for what's coming.
Yes, they attract us, right? They're ephemeral. They're placed in ephemeral media, grasses, for the most part. Sometimes ice that melts. But they attract us with their beauty. And
yes.
Their enigmatic nature. They draw us into them. Well, that's a good thing, because these are the places. They mark out zones and belts, latitude belts, where survival will be something that's realizable for many people if they're there when the kill shot hits.